Hey, everybody. Glad you're able to check out the podcast this week. Before we get to my guest, a couple of things. Hey, YouTube channel's going strong. Check it out. Got a lot of fun videos we've been posting there. Subscribe, youtube.com/PaulMercurio. I got tested positive for COVID-19. I got it performing. People weren't wearing masks in the audience. And in any event, don't try to help a friend if they have COVID-19 by telling them stories about other people you know who have COVID-19. I've actually had people say this to me. Oh, you got COVID, huh? Oh, yeah. Like I lost my sense of smell and taste. I know a guy, he hasn't gotten his sense of taste back in 4 months. Oh, okay, that's making me feel good. Another person said to me, oh, I know somebody who had it. And then the next day after their symptoms cleared up, they got a giant blood clot in their leg. Okay. And then this one was my favorite. Oh, I know somebody. Yeah, they recovered. They were fine. A picture of health. And then a week later, their right lung collapsed. All right. I feel really good about having COVID. So you just try not to say stupid things to your friends if you know somebody that has it. Just say, hope you feel better and move on. My guest this week, Kevin Costner. Amazing conversation with him. Really excited to have him on the show. Talk about his music, his acting, how the music drives his acting choices and how he approaches characters. It's just a really, really interesting conversation with a true artist, like who really pursues this acting and music as an art. And enjoy it. And don't get COVID, okay? Please. And don't talk to any of your friends if you get it. Very, very excited to have my guest on, known for The Bodyguard, Dances with Wolves, JFK, Academy Award winner, currently starring in Yellowstone on the Paramount Network, and a very accomplished singer, songwriter, musician with his band Kevin Costner in Modern West. It's Kevin Costner. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Paul.
You have a new album out, Tales from Yellowstone, which is music that's been inspired by the show, and it's a really great album. It really runs the gamut. I mean, there's one track in particular I want to talk to you about, but the track 3, Man I Am, very powerful. Track 13, I've Been Looking, which is features Park Chisholm, was really haunting. And you said something interesting about the music. You said the music helps me create the character. And I was really struck by that. And particularly, there's this one track, Won't Stop Loving You, which has real meaning in the show. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that one is about my wife who passed away. And it really, you know, it informs me about how I can conduct myself out there, you know, as the character. You know, it's just that, you know, rough and tough, but there's this moment that you drift back to the person that you just simply can't let go of. And so that's where that song came from. And I did the same thing on Hatfield and McCoy's. There's a record, maybe you'll check it out after this, but it's called Famous for Killing Each Other. And it's a concept record, and it keeps the Appalachian tone. So it's about that terrible time in our history when that vendetta was happening. So it's both orchestral and lyrical. So, you know, I did the same thing with Yellowstone. It does help me, you know, Better Let Somebody Love You is about that. You know, Poison in My Heart, you know, is just the level, you know, I understand myself. The Land I Call Home is about the level of unrepentance that I have, which is Save Your Prayers for the Wretched. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not just a collection, you know, of songs. Man I Am is just, it really, a lot of the stories have to do with how I'm feeling at the time too. You know, there's been a lot of times that I've pushed everything I've had in the middle and, just, you know, to get to where I, you know, what I want to do and just let it be that way. And, of course, you know, so that's what it's about. It really is involved with all my time on Yellowstone. So what I'm thinking about on the set, what I'm thinking about off.
Yeah, I mean, it really comes through as an audio diary, if you will, of what you're going through as the character and as you, Kevin. And you talked about Hatfields and McCoys, and you said something interesting. You said, because of that experience on a daily basis, I was having these dark kind of feelings, not to where I wanted to start my own feud, but I began to write a lot while I was on the set. And I'm curious, like, what is chicken or egg? Like, does the music feed the character? Does the character feed the music? Does it start out one way and then just it all just starts to kind of meld and you're in this sort of vibe where you're just sort of vibing off?
Yeah, I am. And sometimes what happens is that you spin too. I mean, I'm thinking about the characters. I'm thinking about things. I had a break. I went to go hunting with my dad, and there was this moment where we say goodbye to each other at the airport. And he looked at me, he said, "This will be the last time we ever do this." And he had struggled out there. And I went home and started writing last time and told the band about it, the moment, and everybody got real quiet. And then everybody started chipping in. And so everybody's had a last time. So, you know, the song, you know, so some of the songs come out of the moment. You know, Man I Am is just about how I've conducted my career. Sometimes I've had to push everything into the pot because I can get paid a lot of money to do what somebody else wants me to do or to make the same movie over and over. But I've kind of tried to make movies that have run the spectrum, you know, so in terms of writing, I never know how it's going to bubble up. But I'll tell you a funny story. The truth is, when the band goes on the road, we always think we're going to write a lot of music, right? We never write one song. It's ridiculous. But I write screenplays when I'm on the road with the band. And when I'm on a set making movies, the band comes and we make a ton of music. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's because the pressure's off.
But well, do you? That's so funny. I mean, I act and I'm a stand-up, and I find it's hard for me to write in front of a computer. I just have to be open in my day to things, and then I'll start to come up with stuff. And I had Tom Fontana on the show, and Tom has this regimen that he gets up at 5 o'clock every morning because he says he's still in a dream state at that point, and it's the most prolific he can be. And I find that if I'm taking a nap, stuff just comes into my head. Do you write that way also, or do you have to sort of have a solid idea, sit down, put the guitar on your lap and go?
Well, it's interesting, both the things you said, because, you know, my best time is in the morning too. And then there's a moment where all of a sudden the kids are up and everybody's up and now you're in the river and you just got to go with it.
Yeah.
But because it's when I'm waking up, I've been thinking about this since. So what I do is, even when I'm on a set, I'll take a nap too, because when I wake up, that's when my best ideas are. So what I do is I cheat time by taking a little cat nap, and hopefully an idea will come into my head as a result of just closing my eyes for a little while.
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, I try to sneak it in there. I say, well, look, if I close my eyes, I stand a really good chance of coming up with an idea.
I know. I was talking to my wife the other day. She goes, "You're really tired. Did you take a nap before your show?" I'm like, "Well, I tried, and then I started thinking about this thing, and an hour went by. I didn't take a nap, but I woke up, and you know, I had four ideas written on a piece of paper. So it was like, okay, you know, it's really amazing. You know, the band. I'm really interested in how you pull this off with the band. You said that Modern West was put together to play music wherever I'm making movies, but you said the whole idea of the band would lead to a more authentic chance for me to connect with bands across the country. What did you mean by that? Just by picking up with local bands wherever you're shooting around the world?
No, fans. I'm sorry. The word was fans.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, No, it's all right. It's all right. But it's the reality is that, you know, my life can get reduced to the selfie or to the, the autograph. And the idea, if somebody really wanted to get to know me, you know, 2.5 hours on stage is the best place to actually see that happen. And so, the band, it's almost just the opposite. We work so internally, you know, it just, we produce ourselves. Every song comes from one of the band members, or it doesn't get played. In a live show, I'll probably do one cover out of 16 from somebody who's famous or somebody who probably should be famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you find, I know we got to jump in a second, there's so much I'd love to talk to you about this, because I can't write music, and the process of how you hear all those sounds and put them together. But when you're mixing an album, is that similar in the process for you of editing a film, you know, being in the bay with your editor and telling the story?
Yeah. You're just making a lot of decisions. Teddy Morgan and Park Chisholm, those guys really produce for us. So I can watch them and I'll have my own level of input, but really that sits with them. And we're just a band who just has never had a disagreement, to be quite honest. I mean, I formed it. I'm the least productive songwriter in the group. But thankfully I have the good sense to know when my stuff's not good enough. So if it isn't, it doesn't make it. If it doesn't make it in, if it's not, it just, that's the way it goes. And so my function when I started the band is I said, guys, look, there's a lot riding on this wherever we go. I'm not going to put that pressure all over myself. But one of the ways I will alleviate the pressure is if I break all the ties, which means I decide what we're going to do and what we're going to say. Mm. And because then that's an authentic decision for me to understand how I'm going to communicate that night.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really a great album, and just your body of work as a musician is great. By the way, I had Bill Wyman on the show and I asked him what was their process. And he said, well, a lot of times Keith would come in with a riff, just like a few licks, and then they'd start and Charlie would get on the drums and then he'd get on the bass. And then Mick would just start to kind of vocalize, not words, but just kind of vocalize a sound and then go off and then write the lyrics and then come back. And then over the series of days, they put it together. Absolutely fascinating. But listen, I know you got to jump.
We do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got actually on film the creation of a song off of Hatfield and McCoy's called, I Know These Hills. The one I call Famous for Killing Each Other, and we've never released the video because it's just how we made the album. But it happens that way, and 10 minutes later we were playing as loud as we could. But was just a riff was going. I heard it, and sometimes I'll bring in something, just three chords, and just be hitting it, and then it gets filled in. But my band guys or my friends are really sensational writers.
Yeah, well, I mean, release the film, because I think people love to see how art is made in the process. I do anyway. I think it would be great for people. But listen, I know you got to jump. Really great. Best of luck with Kevin Costner and Modern West. Good luck with this new season of Yellowstone. It looks great. The album is Tales from Yellowstone. It's out now. It's everywhere. And I'd love to talk to you again sometimes, because you and I are going through the same thing with our kids. I've been trying to get my kids to watch documentaries and they won't watch them either. So maybe we can.
Thanks, Paul. I get it. Yeah, let's talk again.
Yeah, man, this has been great. Real honor to have you on the show, and good luck with everything. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Kevin Costner. Really excited to have him on and talk about his process. Hope everybody stays safe. Don't get COVID. Check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PaulMercurio. And we'll see you next week, everybody.